Oh, yeah, there you go. Guarantee it's going to be a good day because we've got Happy Day already played before 5:45 on an 18-degree Wednesday, January 29th, WWIV. I mean, come on, it's Oprah's birthday. It can't be a bad day, right, Jason Cairns?
Sure, that sounds great. I was actually thinking it was a good day because it's getting close to the end of January.
There you go. I know. You just kind of catch yourself going, hey, all those potential really cold days, I mean, they're behind us now.
They are. Of course, last February was really something else, so we do have that to look forward to.
Yes, it is. But I've already said this in the weather bottom of the hour, is that we're closing January without a major, you know, 8 to 12, 15, 20-inch snowstorm, and we're opening February without that. The first few days, we looked as far into the future as Tuesday, so that's pretty good.
That's good. I'll take that.
Exactly. All right, yeah. We try to do something about this day in history. We call this the best 5 minutes of your day. Now, people go, wow, that might be... But here you go. You got two guys who love each other in the Lord and see eye to eye in a lot of things. Like, let me say, I'm going to throw this out here, and you tell me if you agree, that we encourage people to see your life as part of a larger story, not just from birth to death, but from the cross to his coming. Right? You agree?
I absolutely agree with that. We are called into a life now, and we're actually going to talk about that this morning, but we're called into a life now to put Jesus on display.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you got? Devotion from your upcoming book on the Upper Room in terms of John 13 through 17. So John 13, 12 today?
Yeah, we're doing John 13, 12, which says, when he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? So Jesus had finished washing the disciples' feet, and he dressed and he rejoined them at the table. You know, I imagine they were experiencing myriad sensations, thoughts, feelings, questions. You know, what just happened? What did Jesus mean when he said, you are completely clean? Why was he talking, or what was he talking about? Who was he talking about? When he said, but not all of you. You know, if I were there, I would be wondering, why is Peter always running his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Patiently, you know, Jesus looked at each of the men and he said, do you understand what I've done for you? Some of them probably thought, why, yes, you washed our feet. I think often we miss the meaning behind what a person says or does. Some of them likely thought, I have no idea what you did, which would be the honest response. But like many of us, they probably kept quiet. You know, we are reluctant to voice our confusion to God and to other people. We've come to believe godly people should have all the right answers, and so we avoid revealing what we don't know. Each of us must answer Jesus' question, do you understand what I've done for you? Do you know what I've done on your behalf? Do you understand the significance of my life, my death, my resurrection, and how that affects how you live right now? As we get to know Jesus better, we begin to understand why he came and what he did on our behalf. He came not only to save us from the penalty of sin, but he came to show us a new way to live.
You know, the word that stands out to me from that is clean, and I'm looking it up this morning. Free from dirt, marks, or stains, so morally uncontaminated, pure, innocent. I mean, so often we feel anything but that, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was just journaling about that this morning, that how do we move beyond that sense of, you said, contamination.
Yeah.
How do we move beyond that sense that we're not worthy? You know, God calls us his beloved children. How do we begin to make that part of who we are and how we live?
And the thing
is, shame so often gets in the way of those things.
Our friend Perry had his birthday yesterday, and I saw our friend Shirley, who shared on his birthday timeline on Facebook about you're perfect in Christ. Reminded me of the song Mercy Me, Flawless, which we'll get on the radio here this morning at some point. But, I mean, that's the idea, where we need to agree with God about how he sees us in Christ, right? We're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I mean, mercy me is correct. He sees us as flawless. Shirley is right. While we don't live perfectly, God sees us perfect in Christ.
Right on. You know, and to make that, maybe that's the goal for 2020, is to day by day recognize God loves me as you have always played, as I am and not as I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm never going to be as I should be.
Absolutely. This side of heaven, for sure. All right, tell you what, there's not a lot of songs. I looked up We have so many good tools at our disposal here, and one of them is all the digital music accessibility. And so I just type in clean. It's not a ton of songs with clean, but the best one I know is Natalie Grant, Clean. We got it right now. Jason, thanks a lot.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, it is the WIB Wake Up Show. Joe Luganville, we've had him in the studio before, and I think we're joining a lot of folks in praying for his safety.
Yes.
And wanting his best. A former school board member who stepped off the school board back in October, and he was involved, had a lot of irons in the fire in terms of the state theater. And we've read this week about the LGBTQ community getting out of there, and bills haven't been paid. Azara Properties is like, hey, that was on the Luganville Children's Foundation. And then the Smile House now, we got word yesterday that that's closing. This great idea in terms of transitional housing for kids who'd been in foster care, 18 to 24 years old.
So, I mean, is this just someone who has a really, really good heart and got in over his head and didn't know what to do or where to go? I mean, I kind of hope that that's it and there was no real purposeful intent of, you know, harm here. I feel bad for the guy.
We don't know where he is. And basically there's been a lot of deactivation. The most recent thing that we learned of yesterday was that on Friday he had resigned from a board he'd been appointed to by Governor Evers. So yesterday his parents actually, Dennis and Teresa Luganville, with a letter. And so why don't we jointly read through it, okay?
Yes.
The statement says, Dear Eau Claire friends and neighbors, we write to give you an update on the news of our son Joe. The recent closure of the State Theater and Smile House created a lot of questions, confusion, and hurt in our community.
In recent months, we became worried that Joe had taken on too many things. His passion to support children in need, to advocate for better living conditions for young adults, to fight for a fairer and more just society for the LGBTQ plus community had become unsustainable. As the months slipped by, and now in hindsight it is clearer, he was withdrawing in the face of being overwhelmed. Unfortunately, Joel was not communicating these challenges with his closest friends, his work and professional colleagues, or his family. Many were blindsided.
His parents continue in this letter, kind of public letter released yesterday, Joe Luganville's parents. We have and continue to love our son and have been in touch with him. We are deeply worried for his safety and his health. There are a lot of questions that we're still seeking answers to. We stand with him to seek support needed to go through whatever may lie ahead, and we're thankful to everyone who's reached out in these challenging times to share your concern for his well-being.
Many of you have known our family for years. You know Joe's commitment to serve, to help lift up our other people, to share his heart or his hand with a friend in need. As parents, we feel proud of the positive change Joe has contributed to Eau Claire in so many ways. We are also saddened to know that his sudden departure has let many people down and broke the trust many people had in him.
Finally, his parents, Dennis and Teresa Luganville, parents of Joe Luganville, saying, we understand people need to process their experiences. And at the same time, we ask everyone to remember in our tight-knit community that we are parents, siblings, family, and friends, not a high-profile national family. We shop, worship, work, and go to school alongside a community we dearly love. We're trying to figure this out, too, and ask that you give our family the space we need that any family would need during a trying circumstance.
Thank you for your understanding, patience, and grace in this difficult time, Dennis and Teresa Luganville.
Now, you read some of the social media comments that people had.
Yeah, I was kind of just... People can be rough. People can be very rough. And I get it. There's a lot of very angry, hurt people feeling betrayed, disappointed out there. And I get that. But, I mean... Again, I'm going to repeat what I said. I am praying that this was truly just a case of this young man got in over his head and didn't know where to return, and that it wasn't a case of nefarious activity and embezzlement and all of that. I'm a person to give someone the benefit of a doubt until the details come out. And I hope that wherever he is seeking the guidance and counsel that he needs to be healthy and well and recover from this and rebuild, you know, what he was trying to sustain within our community.
I know Joe a little bit. I like him. We've got along well. I wish him the best and that he can come through all of this and safe return and involvement.
Right. And we don't know the details. We know what we see on the outside, but we don't know the inner workings of what's going on. So let's have grace and faith and some prayerful consideration on it.
There we go. Well, you've been missing her on Mid-Mornings with Michelle, but she's back today, and she's back right now. Michelle Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back. You guys did not trash my desk too bad.
We tried to just behave ourselves. She didn't know. It's okay. No, we tried to behave ourselves.
Although I saw somebody dropped off a big poster there.
Yes.
For an ice fishing tournament. Ice fishing, with you, right?
Yeah. Nice. We always give them a gift for their
nice things.
So the Creation Museum and the Ark.
Yes, we
Tell
did.
Us of your adventures.
It was so fun to go and just get away with the family. Kids are seniors in high school, so I don't know how much longer they'll really want to travel with mom and dad anymore.
Well, we they might not already.
Yeah.
Good times.
We probably had a little bit more fun than the kids did because, you know, there's a lot to stop and read.
Yeah.
We have to read this one. We have to read this
one,
too.
As you're going through the...
Yeah, as we're going through everything. Right. I think they enjoyed the Ark a little bit more than the museum. But there was a movie, a 3D movie where the seats move and jiggle and all that at the Creation Museum that was so awesome. It was 3D. It was the water and the sky and everything just coming at your face. It was
so cool.
And the seats in front of us had a little puff of air once in a while
sure.
to shoot in your face to really give you the feel of what was there. It was called 6 Days. So I recommend that even to just see the video of that without the experience of the 3D.
But you say your boys probably like the Ark more.
They did like the Ark more. I think because of the architecture is just so amazing.
Architecture, Michelle.
Yeah. Funny.
Wow. Well played.
There's so much to see and touch and look at there as far as how things were built. It's just so amazing because I had no idea the cages that
would
have used.
It's the actual size.
That's amazing.
So what did you think when you saw it then in person? Because I haven't. What did you think of?
We were just tiny little dots next to it. You know, I do have some pictures of the outside of it. But you could never imagine how did you get all those animals on there and how did you cage them and how did you feed them and how did... It was all set up as if you could see how they watered them and how they captured the fresh water. And... How it could have been.
Yeah.
So that part was just so amazing, and you know, including all the different birds and animals that don't exist anymore too, and the living quarters of where they slept and everything.
Yeah.
And so what I learned that I thought was really interesting is that Noah's sons probably researched this for many years before they got on the Ark on how to take care of the animals. So that's how he knew.
People typically just think of old Noah out there building it for 100 years.
Yeah. And there were probably many, many people that helped him build the Ark. They just didn't get on the Ark because they didn't believe that they should.
Sure.
So it's not that Noah did it himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will complain that, it took cranes and 2 years to build this Ark here.
No.
Huh.
But back then, he had decades to build it.
Yeah.
So when you think of it that way.
Yeah. Crazy.
And so I'm a science-y person. My faith, I've always struggled with faith, where Randy hasn't. He's the leader of our family, and I just love how he can just, his faith is, God said, and it happened. And so for me being able to see that was definitely very helpful for me because that's just kind of the way I roll.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Science is very real. It is.
And now in the
new covenant, Jesus is our ark who gets us through, the storms. So, hey, welcome back. Great
Thank
to hear
you.
And thanks for the report here.
Yeah.
Okay, Hillary, I'll admit it. It's a horrible feeling to see those flashing lights in your rearview mirror and know that you need to get pulled over. And I've gotten a speeding ticket in my time, but not lately. In quite a while.
And you know about my squeaky clean record.
Is it completely?
Completely, yeah. I've never gotten a ticket.
My wife never has either.
Not to say I've not been pulled over a couple of times, but squeaky clean.
To check the comparison of guys versus women on speeding tickets, I bet it's probably 70%.
I'm sure.
More. I bet 70% of the tickets for guys. Yeah, because we have lead in our feet.
You know? You got places to go, and you don't stop and ask for directions, so then you got
to
drive faster to make up for the lost time.
We don't need to anymore. according to a Facebook post, an officer from the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in southeastern Wisconsin pulled over not just any old vehicle. What vehicle, Hillary?
The Oscar Mayer 27-foot-long Wienermobile. Have you seen the Wienermobile?
Yes, I have.
I love the Wienermobile.
I've not driven it, but they've pulled it over for not following the move over law.
Yeah, that's a law that requires motorists to either change lanes or slow down when they see a vehicle stopped on the side of the road with its emergency lights on.
Yeah.
So
the driver was
given
a warning.
Yes.
So a spokeswoman, this is good, for the Kraft Heinz Company, which owns Oscar Mayer, stated that the drivers of the Wienermobile also known as hot doggers.
Mm-hmm.
They do get extensive behind the wheel training before they can go out on the road.
Which is good because when you're driving such an odd vehicle, you need to know what you're doing.
It's 27 feet. And I think they were recently looking for multiple drivers to be driving this in coming days. Well,
yes.
Some funny comments on Facebook.
Such as, I'm surprised the trooper could catch up.
Ha ha. Oh, yeah. No biggie. The officer only grilled him.
I wonder if they had a frank conversation.
Did you know that you're leaking mustard, sir?
Nice.
Yeah, very good. Hey, speaking of fun, Atari is getting set to build 8 video game-themed hotels.
Interesting.
Yeah, video games will soon come to life on vacation. Atari plans to open its themed hotels in 8 cities, each with the latest virtual and augmented reality technology. Some will also include space for esports events, which is big. Local visitors won't even need a reservation to play. The classic video game brand expects to break ground in Phoenix. That'll be the first one by summer. The other locations, you'll be glad to know, in your beloved Chicago.
Hey.
Austin, Texas, Denver, Las Vegas, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle.
I don't know. I'm pretty low-key. I might just want to, like, hang in the Pong room or something.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I think of with Atari, I guess. So.
Little dot slowly bouncing across the screen.
Oh, how the times have changed since right? The late 70s.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.